各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all my brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣的恩惠与大家同在。
May the peace and grace of God be with everyone.
今年的选举，我们除了选总统之外，还有一条叫做 Proposition 8, 第八号提案。
So this year, apart from the presidential election, there's also Proposition 8.
让加州的百姓来决定夫妻的定义是什么。
And it allows the Californians or the residents here to define marriage.
问夫妻的定义是不是一个男人一个女人。
And we ask the question, what is the definition of marriage, a man and a wife, a man and a woman?
事实上几年前加州的公民曾经对这个议题做出票决。
Indeed, a few years ago, residents here in California made a proposal or made a decision.
那时候有60%以上的公民认为，婚姻的定义就是一个男人，一个女人。
More than 60% of the residents decided that the definition of marriage is one man and one woman.
但是在北加州几个法官呢，他们自由的有私自做决定，以致一次加州的百姓要再重新做一次决定。
But some of the judges from Northern California made decisions that the Californians will once again vote on this proposition.
那这一次以前是67%赞同，这次是52%赞同，48%。
So before there were more than 60% who agreed, and this time there are only 52%.
那你就看到这个趋势越来越多的人同情同性恋者，觉得他们可以成为夫妻。
So we see that there's a decline, and more people agree that homosexuality can be considered marriage.
在北加州普拉托有一个高中生，他们学校做了一个，因为他们18岁以下不能投票，但是他们在学校做了一个模拟的一个投票。
An 18-year-old student from Palo Alto made a survey in high school for they were unable to vote.
他们投票的结果就是赞成婚姻的定义可以是同性的。
So the conclusion of their survey was that they could define marriage as homosexuality.
So we can see the direction of the society.
So we can see the direction of the society.
So
what exactly is the biblical perspective of homosexuality?
今天晚上想来提三点圣经的看法。
So tonight I'd like to share with you three biblical perspectives.
第一个，圣经认为同性恋是一种逆性的行为。
So first, the Bible regards homosexuality as a perverse,
against nature.
It's against nature.
那第二，圣经认为同性恋是一种可羞耻的情欲。
And the Bible, secondly, Bible treats homosexuality as a shameful deed.
第三点，我们来谈一谈，那么我们真教会对同性恋的立场到底应该是什么？
So thirdly, we'd like to talk about our church perspective toward homosexuality.
首先我们来谈这。同性恋它是一种逆性的行为。
So first, we'd like to talk about how homosexuality is against nature.
我们来看罗马书的1:26.
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 26.
罗马书1:26.
Romans 1, verse 26.
1:26.
Chapter 1, verse 26.
因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变成逆性的用处，27节。
27.
男人也如此，舍去了女人顺性的用处，一伙攻心，彼此贪恋。我们这边谈到一直谈到一句话，一直重复，就是男的跟男的或是女的跟女的做了逆性的，把顺性的变成逆性的用处。
So here repeatedly mentioned man with man, woman with woman, they have abandoned their nature and went against their nature.
所以男人跟女人在一起神造男造女这个是一个顺性的创造。
So it was for nature that God created man and woman.
那我们来看创世纪的1:27.
Let's read Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
创世纪1:27.
Genesis 1 verse 27.
1:27，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃照他的形象造男造女。28节。
28。
他就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满全地。请你读。
Verse 28, God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over everything. 27, so God created men in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
所以神当初造的是男人跟女人。
So in the beginning, God created man and a woman.
那神就赐福给他们。
And God blessed them.
就对他们说。
And said to them.
要生养众多。
Be fruitful and increase in number.
这样看起来，人离开父母以70年和生养众多，这是神的祝福。
So from the look of it, for a man to depart from his parents and unite with his other half, it is a blessing.
那动物性动物的这种生养众多也是一种祝福。
It's also the blessing for the animals, the creatures to be fruitful and multiply.
我们看一章的二十二节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 22.
神就赐福给这一切说，滋生繁多，充满海中的水，雀鸟也要多生在地上。这边提到说神就赐福给一切说要滋生繁多。
And here God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply.
Said to them and
blessed them.
那所以我们知道这个 fruitful and multiply, 就是滋生繁多就是神的祝福。
So you know, being fruitful and multiply is a blessing of God.
其实圣经上对这种这种滋生繁多的行为啊，他讲得非常的开放。
And indeed, the Bible is very open about this matter of being fruitful and multiplying.
这是祝福。
For this is a blessing.
我们看到动物的滋生繁多跟人的生养有一个不一样的地方。
But we can see a difference between the multiplication of creatures and men.
人他是神的形象造的。
Men were made in the image of God.
所以他有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
So they have the righteousness and purity of truth.
这是以弗所书告诉我们的，神的形象就是真理、仁义、圣洁。
Tells us in Ephesians that God's image is righteousness and truth.
所以人有追求真理的心。
So men have the heart of pursuing after truth.
人有追求圣洁的心。
And men have the heart of pursuing after holiness.
所以在滋养、滋生众多、遍满千里这件事情上面呢，人也是一种用一种圣洁的态度在做这种事情。
So in the matter of multiplying and be fruitful, they also treat it with a holy manner.
但是动物就没有神的形象。
However, the animals don't have the likeness of Christ.
所以他们滋生繁多这个动作，他们随时可以做。
So they can be fruitful and multiply in any moment.
他们甚至可以跟任何的不一定固定一个配偶来做。
And they can do it with any animal they don't have a set spouse.
或者是任何地方任何时候不一定同一个配偶啦。
Or they could do it anywhere, anytime with a different spouse.
其实这个对神来讲也是一种祝福。
However, this for God is also a blessing.
因为它本身没有神的形象。
Because the animals don't have the likeness of God.
所以我们不能批评他们这样子就是不对的，其实这是神的祝福。
So we cannot criticize that what they do is wrong, for it's a blessing from God.
那现在问题是人的道德渐渐堕落。
But the problem is today the morale of men have increasingly declined.
所以很多人就跟动物学习。
So many people have learned from animals.
他在滋养滋生众多这件事情上面，他也不选择固定的对象，也随时随地在做。
In the matter of being fruitful and multiply, they learn from the animals. They don't have a set spouse and do it anywhere, anytime.
这个就已经失落了神的这种形象。
And by doing that, they have lost and abandoned the image of God.
这个有时候比那个洁净的动物还不如。
And by doing that, they are even more filthy than the clean animals.
所以我们看到创世纪的第一章、第二章很清楚地告诉我们什么叫做顺性的行为。
So in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 tells us clearly what is of nature.
就是一男一女就是离开父母以妻子联合，一男一女滋养众多，这是顺性的行为。
That is when one man and one woman depart from their parents and unite together, and this is of nature.
那其实神让男女除了在这方面祝福他们之外呢，其实它本身有一种互助的功效在里面。
And in fact, apart from being blessed from doing this, there is also another complement blessing.
我们来看创世纪的二章十九节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 19.
二章十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
创世纪二章十八节
Genesis 2 verse 18
主神说那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。 所以神造一个女人给男人啊，目的是为了要帮助男人。
So the purpose God created a woman for the man was to be his helper.
我们看十九节。
3:19.
神用土所造的野地各样走兽和空中各种飞鸟都带到那面前，看他叫什么，那人叫什么，各样的活物，那就是他的名字。二十节。
20.
那人便给一切的牲畜、空中的飞鸟、野地的走兽的前名，只是那人没有意见配偶帮助他。虽然神创造很多的动物啊，来做人的陪伴。
Though God had created many animals to accompany men.
啊，做人的玩偶。
To become the playmates of men.
啊 ，tools. 啊
or tools of men.
应该怎么讲比较？啊，但是呢，人却没有办法在动物当中找到像男人或是女人没有办法在动物当中找到像异性啊这样的一种帮助。
But neither the man nor the woman could find a helper that was suitable for them.
所以亚当找不到了。所以动物，我们寂寞的时候可以养一些宠物，没有问题。
So of course we can have some pets to accompany us when we're lonely.
但是我们发觉到宠物啊，到最后还是没有办法解决我们心中真正那一种精神上的需要。
But later we realize that the animals or pets cannot fulfill our needs mentally or spiritually.
我看单身的人，除了神。啊，可以帮助啊，要不然就是异性啊，真的可以啊，解决他内心深处的帮助。
So for those who are single, apart from God, who can truly help them, opposite sex can also fill that emptiness.
所以圣上讲，以撒在太太啊，在妈妈死了之后啊，娶了太太之后，他才得到安慰。
So the Bible also records Isaac was finally received comfort after he was married.
因为他心中有一种情感，只有女人可以填补。
For there is a love in his heart only the woman could satisfy.
那因为男女不一样，所以彼得前书三章七节啊，彼得也说我们要用知识，用合理的知识，啊，合理的行为啊，跟我们的配偶、跟太太同住。
And for a man and woman are different. Therefore, in 1 Peter 3:7, Peter says we must treat them with respect.
Proper knowledge.
And proper knowledge.
因为他们本身有一种附助的果效。
For they serve as complementary.
所以有人把这个夫妻啊，男女的结合的夫妻啊，把它形容说是一种，好像这个水牛跟蝴蝶一样的啊，两性的结合好像是这样的一个搭配。
So some people describe the relationship of spouse as a water cow and a butterfly, buffalo and a butterfly.
男人像水牛啊。
A man are like water buffaloes.
比较脏一点哦。
They're a little bit more, they're a little bit unclean.
啊，比较粗壮一点呢。
And they're a little bit more, bulky.
啊，也比较这个粗心一点呢。
And they're a little bit more careless.
啊，女人有常常是像一个蝴蝶，一只蝴蝶。
But women are often like butterfly.
啊，比较美丽。
They're more beautiful.
啊，比较脆弱。
They're more fragile.
但是也比较细心。
Yet they're also more careful.
所以两性在一起，他们就可以辅助。
So when two opposite sex are together, they can help each other.
啊，这是神所创造的顺性的行为。
And this is a nature, a natural way which God had created.
啊，圣经一直强调这个同性恋是把顺性的用处变成逆性的用处。
Bible repeatedly stressed that some homosexuality is going against nature.
我们再回来再读一次啊，仔细读。我们看罗马书一章二十六节。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 1:26.
罗马书一章二十六节。
Romans chapter 1:26.
一章二十六节
1:26.
因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变成逆性的用处，男人也如此，去了女人顺性的用处，一伙攻心，彼此贪念，男和男的行可羞耻的事。啊，这边提到说这个有逆性的行为啊，其实这个是一种一伙攻心，彼此贪念。
So here mentions these unnatural acts are actually lusts.
所以圣上讲同性恋它不是一种爱的结合哦。
So homosexuality is not the combination of love.
圣上给它的定义是一种欲望的寻找，不是爱的表达。
And the Bible defines it as inflammation of lust and not love.
这个我们看同性恋的历史应该也可以得到印证。
And this can be proven when we look at the history of homosexuality.
你知道同性恋常常发生的地方是在监牢里面。
We know homosexuality.
同性恋的行为了。
this act often happen or occur in the prison cells.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为监牢常常是同性关在一起的。
Because the prison imprison the same sex together.
那所以他们没有顺性的益处，所以就用逆性的用处变成顺性的用处。
Since they have no use of their nature, natural ways, so they would go against their nature.
那我们知道。我是从台湾来的，你知道台湾的同性恋早期是在澡公共的澡堂跟厕所里面发生的。
So I came from Taiwan, and we know in prehistorical Taiwan, homosexuality took place in the public bath areas.
Was toilet
or toilets?
所以他是不选择对象，他的对象是 random 的，他是随便选择，是一种巧合机遇的一种寻找的，所以他完全不是因为爱某一个人而。早期是这样子的产生的，而是一种欲望的一种寻找。
And these acts were not carried out out of love, rather the subjects were carried out randomly.
所以这绝对是逆性的啦。神的创造本身，他那个神的创造的那个原来就不是这样子的。
So can see this is against nature, for this is not what God intended and created.
你知道男同性恋他们是用。肠子的末端做亲密性的行为。
And we know the male homosexualities, they.
那这个肠子里面是充满了污秽的东西。
And they use these vessels which are filled with filthy things to carry out the act,
intestine, 对
不对? Or intestine to carry
out the act. They use the real end of intestine to practice their intimacy. 但是这个肠子里面真的很肮脏的，都是充满了那些排泄物的。
But the intestines are filled with disposals.
所以这是逆性的行为，不是不顺性的行为。
So that is an act against nature.
所以我们要对从圣经有一个清楚的认识。
So we must have a clear understanding from biblical perspectives.
其实我们生活要照着神的 design, 照着神的设计来生活。
In fact, in our lives, we must live according to the way God had designed.
早在旧约里面，神就希望男女要有分别。
And long before in the Old Testament, God wanted us separation between men and women.
我们看《生命记》的22章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 22.
生命记的22章。
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 22.
22章的第五节。
Chapter 22, verse 5.
生命记22章第5节。
Deuteronomy 22, verse 5.
妇女不可穿戴男子所穿戴的，男子不可穿妇女衣服，因为这样行是主你神所憎恶的。那个古代的人哦，男人不能穿裙子，女人不能穿裤子。
In ancient time, men cannot wear skirts, nor can women wear pants.
因为这样，你这个男人穿裙子，从后面看不晓男的还是女的。
For if the man does that, you cannot tell whether he's a man or a woman.
女人穿裤子在古代也是不好的。
Similarly, it is likewise for a woman.
但是当然我们现在已经到新约了当然我们的姐妹是可以穿裤子，我没有觉得什么不好，因为这是在这个社会是被接受的正常行为。
Of course, today we're in the New Testament, so it is okay for the sister to wear pants, and it is accepted by the society.
但是神那个要求的精神，旧约主要是重精神，我们要把那个精神拿出来。
But we emphasize on the spirit, so we must carry out the same spirit.
所以新约说，如果男人留长头发，你们的本性也不告诉你们，那是一件羞耻的事情吗？
So it tells us if the men have long hair, doesn't your conscience tell that it's a shameful thing?
因为本性会跟我们讲，男人留长头发，从背后看过去，的确像女人，这也是很奇怪的事情。
Well, nature would tell us that when a man have long hair, indeed from the back, they look like a woman.
所以神要男女有分别。
So God wants there to be a separation between men and women.
那现在的人也很聪明啊。
But today, people are very smart.
你看，在泰国啊，有些穷人家的孩子，他们为了避免当兵。
And today, we see in Thailand, some of the children from the more impoverished family in order to escape from enlisting armies.
所以很多男人他们就吃一种草药，他们叫做女儿草啊。吃那种草药之后呢，他身体就会有一种改变。
So they would eat some kind of herbs, and after they eat that, they would have some kind of physical transformation.
所以男人的这个喉结就不见了，那这个身体也有一些女性的特征啊。
So their voices would change, and they would have some different transformation in their bodies.
所以这样的人后来我们把它叫做人妖。
So later we call these type of people as transsexuals.
不是，他们叫做 she male.
Or she males.
这个人妖是人啊。
And they are human.
啊，因为本来他们就是人，也是妖啊。
But they're half.
为什么叫妖呢？因为妖就是走路起来妖里妖气，讲话起来妖里妖气，所以叫人妖了。
So they're half man, but half.
这个很难翻呢。那我就是想说，他们上洗手间不想要上男的还是上女的
？So sometimes I wonder why, whether they would attend the ladies' room or the gentlemen's room.
这个啊，他们后来都做一种表演事业哈、哦，现在他们把它称为红艺人，就是如果你到泰国去啊，常常看着很漂亮的在表演，长得像女人，其实他们是男人身呢。
So they actually go into this kind of business. So if you go to Thailand, you see some ladies dancing. They're very pretty, and they're probably females.
那其实这个就是不是一种逆性的、啊、一种行为。
And indeed, all these are acts going against nature.
所以因为是逆性的行为，所以同性恋就没有办法生儿育女。
Because these are against nature, so homosexuals cannot produce.
所以男同性恋他如果要有孩子，他必须要去买卵子，或是去借女人的子宫来生孩子。
So for the male homosexuals, if they wish to have kids, they must borrow eggs from a woman.
啊，如果女同性恋要有孩子啊，他们就要去银行啊买一些啊男人的东西，那、啊、才能够生孩子。
And similarly for the woman, if they wish to have children.
啊，因为他不是顺性，所以同性恋不能正常有孩子。
Because it's not of nature, so homosexuals cannot produce kids normally.
所以啊。同性恋是逆性的行为。
Therefore, homosexuality is against nature.
我们再来谈谈，它也是一种可羞耻的情欲。
And secondly, it is also a shameful act.
我们来看，再回来看罗马书一章的二十六节。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 1, verse 26.
罗马书一章二十六节、二十七节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 26, 27.
因此，神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲。二十七节。
27.
男人也是如此，去了女人顺性的用处，有攻心，必是贪念。男人行，男的和男的行可羞耻的事啊！无论男女呢，啊，跟同性做这样的行为，实际上一再的重复，这是一种可羞耻的事。可羞耻的情欲。
So whether it is woman or man, Bible repeatedly says it is an indecent act.
Another translation or shameful deeds.
Or shameful deeds.
我们来看创世纪的二章二十五节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 25.
神在定义夫妻一男一女，那离开父母七十年，和两人成为一体。
So after God has defined marriage as for two people departing from parents to unite as one.
他有一个注脚啊，有一个说法。
And there is a saying, another saying to it.
二章的二十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 25.
当时夫妻两人赤身肉体，并不羞耻。
The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame.
所以顺性啊，借着神的配合，合法的夫妻，你在一起啊，不会觉得羞耻。
So for spouses that are united together under God's principle, there is no shame between them.
那因为它是一种可羞耻的情欲，所以会惹动神的怒气。
But because homosexuality is a shameful deed, it will arouse the wrath of God.
我们看创世纪十八章的二十节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18, verse 20.
创世纪十八章的二十节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 20.
十八章二十节。
18, verse 20.
神说索多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，闻声于我。二十一节，我要下去查看他们所行的，果然竟像那达到我耳中的声音一样吗？若是不然，我也必知道。其实神早就知道。
And God knew a long time ago.
全知全能的神怎么会不知道呢？
How can an omnipotent, all-knowing God not know about this?
但是告诉我们，他真的很重视这个事情。
But he only tells us he truly looked greatly upon it.
哦，所以他要下来看一看呢、啊。
So he would go down to take a look.
那看一看的结果怎么样呢？
What was the result of it?
他们就派天使去看了哦。
So God sent angels to take a look.
我们看十九章的第四节。
Let's read verse chapter 19, verse 4.
这些天使，他们就是这些天使哈。还没有躺下，索多玛城里各处的人连老带少都来围住那房子。啊，第五节，呼叫罗德说：“今日晚上到你这里来的那人在哪里呢？把他们带出来，任我们所为。”啊，请你念第五节。
Verse 5, they called out to Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them."
你这个翻译是相当的直接哈啊。NIV NKJV 的翻译就是 so we can know them 啊，我们可以认识他们。 We can know them carnally.
So the New King James Translation says we can know them carnally.
所以很多同性恋的朋友啊，在解释这一节，就是说这个不是同性恋，这只是一个社交活动，他们可以认识他们一下，一种友谊的联谊活动而已啦。
So many homosexual friends will translate this verse into that they're simply having a social gathering, or they're socializing, or getting to know each other.
但是啊，我们如果查考圣经，把这个 know them 这两个字啊，认真来查考。
But if we study closely and deep into these two words, know them.
认识他们哦，这个在圣经出现总共948次。
And it has these two words have appeared in the Bible for 948 times.
但是呢，总共有152次把它翻译成同房了。
So out of 152 times, it was translated into being in the same bed.
Lying in the same bed.
Or lying in the
Chinese,
same bed.
那只有两个地方呢，这个同房的翻译，男人是受词。
And only in two places that being in bed, the male is the...
就是对象是男人，同房的对象是男人。
That the object or the, is male.
就是一个是这个地方，另外一个在四世纪里面。
So this is one of recording, another in Judges.
所以我们认为这个不是一般的社交活动啊。
So we do not treat
认识他们而已啊。
Place as merely socializing and getting to know them.
有两个证明。
And there are two proofs.
第一个证明就是从罗德的话来证明。
And first is from the response of Lot.
我们来看一下第十九章，创世纪十九章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 19.
十九章的第六节
Chapter 19, verse 6.
罗德出来把门关上到众人那里第七节说
Seven.
众弟兄们请你们不要做这恶事如果是一般的社交活动罗德不会把这件事情说成是一种恶事
So if it was simply a social event then Lot would not say it as a wicked thing
那我们再从新约怎么样来论断来评论这件事情 来了解
See how the New Testament judge this incident
我们来看犹大书的第七节
Let's read the book of Jude
启示录前面犹大书的第七节
The book of Jude verse 7
犹大书第七节
Jude verse 7
又如所多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从逆性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚作为见解。这边呢，犹大在评论旧约所多玛的事件，它是一种逆性的情欲，就是我们刚刚在罗马书谈到的哦，是一种逆性的情欲。
So here, as Jude describes the incident of Sodom and Gomorrah, described it as perversion or against nature.
所以这个很清楚，那个地方当时是同性恋的。
So clearly tells us it was describing homosexuality.
你可以想象吗？不然祷告说只有十个义人哦，神都答应了，就不毁灭这个城市了。
So can you imagine when Abraham prayed if there are only 10 righteous men, God agreed to not.
但神到这两个看起来像男士的天使到这里，身上讲他们是年老带少的男生、男孩子、老人、男老人啊，通通来把这个房子围住了。
But when these two angels who seem like males entered the city, the people from the city young and old surrounded the house.
他们把强暴同性当成是一种社交娱乐，把它当成一种社会上的娱乐来取悦自己了。
And regarded raping the same sex as an entertainment or social entertainment for them.
你就知道这个是惹神何等的生气。
And you can imagine how much this aroused the wrath.
所以神用永火的刑罚来对付他们，因为这是可羞耻的情欲。
Therefore, God dealt with them with eternal fire.
所以实际上来在罪里面呢，对同性恋的行为是相当严厉在处置的。
So the Bible has a very strict and severe punishment towards homosexuality.
我们看利未记的十八章二十二节。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
利未记十八章二十二节。
Leviticus chapter 18 verse 22.
十八章二十二节。
Chapter 18 verse 22.
不可以男人苟合像女人一样，这本是可憎恶的。二十三节。
23.
不可以受苟合污秽自己，你也不可以站在兽前与他淫合，这本是逆性的事。圣经这里一直讲很多逆性的事情啊。
So Bible mentions many things that are against nature.
这三件事情都是逆性的。
All these three things are against nature.
我们看利未记的二十章。
That's okay, Leviticus chapter 20.
再次的讲这些事情哦。
And once again repeats this matter.
13节到16节。
Verse 13 to 16.
人若与男人苟合，像与女人一样，两人行了可憎的事，总要把他们致死，罪归到他们身上。14节。
14.
人若娶妻，并且娶其母，便是大恶，要把三人用火焚烧，使你们中间免去大恶。15节。
15.
人若以兽迎合，总要致死，也要杀那兽。16节。
16.
女人若与兽亲近，以她迎合，你要杀那女人和那兽，总要把他们致死，罪要归套到他们的身上。啊，这里都谈到这种三种逆性的罪啊，最后都是用石头打死、烧死、致死的。
He mentions the consequence of all these three different sins is being stoned to death or being burned by fire.
因为这是逆性的行为，是可羞耻的罪。
For these deeds against nature are shameful deeds.
那除了这种同性恋，刚刚这种三种行为之外呢，到底还哪种行为，圣经上也把它称为一种羞耻的罪呢
？So apart from these three acts of homosexuality, what other deeds are considered or deeds?
这告诉我们，同性恋的行为跟这些罪恶是在神眼中是一样严重的。
So it tells us that these sins, similar which homosexuality is as severe in the eyes of God.
实际上讲那个这个rape 哦，强暴，这个是可羞耻的罪。
Bible also mentions rape is considered shameful.
行淫，这是可羞耻的罪。
Adultery is also shameful.
妓女啊，做妓女的，这是可羞耻的罪。
Prostitution is also shameful.
那么实际上也提到其他的罪，也是用石头打死的，还有什么样的其他罪呢
？Bible also mentions other other sins that ought to be stoned to death.
如果一个人把他的孩子啊奉献给偶像，这个要用石头把他打死。
The man offers their children to the idol, they must be burned to death.
交鬼的要用石头把他打死。
And those who deals with Satan or demons must be stoned to death.
咒骂父母的用石头把他打死。
Also stoned to death those who curse their parents.
行淫的把他打死。
Also stoned to death those commit adultery.
所以你就看到同性恋的罪跟以上这些罪，他们在神眼中大约是差不多大的。
So we can see the severity of homosexuality with these sins.Other sins are equal.
那今天我们同性恋的朋友他们会问一个问题啊。
So today our homosexual friends might ask this question.
为什么你要干涉我房间里面的生活，我的选择，这是我个人的自由，你为什么要干涉呢？
They would ask us, why do you bother? Why do you bother with my personal or private?
我又没有干扰到你啊，这是我很私人的行为啊，我为什么不能有自己的选择呢
？And this is my private life, and I have not do anything to you. Why cannot have my own choice?
如果我们两个彼此相爱，为什么不可以在一起呢
？So why can we not be together if we love one another?
我们说，如果我们真的不能用圣经来评论哦，有很多的问题。
So today, if we cannot use the Bible as a standard, there are many questions that will arise.
如果你不能用圣经来评论同性恋哦，你也不能评论哦，在房间里面跟狗睡觉的那些人。
So if we cannot judge these acts from the Bible, then we can also cannot judge those who sleep with animals.
或者是娶他妈妈的，你都不能来评论呢、啊。
Or those who marry their own mothers, you cannot say anything.
我们知道罪这种事情啊，它是一种无底坑啊，欲望的事情哦，你一有一个，再来又一次下去的，所以其实，在古代里面啊，这些罪恶就存在了。在现代，其实欧洲已经有旅馆提供跟动物在一起的。
So we know these matters of sin, they're like a bottomless pit. Once they have it, it will be endless. And even in Europe today, they have hotels for men and animals.
所以我们基督徒对罪要有比较敏感的心。
So as Christian, we must have a sensitive heart towards sin.
其实在这个开放的世界，我们都把罪恶美化了。
In fact, today in this open society, we have beautified sin.
所以圣经讲说不可以奸淫呢。
The Bible says we should not commit adultery.
所以那个做这种事情的是一种奸夫或是淫妇啊，圣经上是用这样的句子。
So the Bible has described men or women who committed these acts as adulterers.
但是我们现在在社会上不会听到奸夫、淫妇这样的字眼呐。
But you never hear these kind of terms in today's society.
我们如果有这种淫乱的事情，我们都把它称为是婚外情呐。
So if we have any of these sexual immoral acts, we'll call them as affairs.
Affair 嘛，这是一个 affair 啦，婚外情啦，也是一种情感呢，你不能评论我的。
So it's just a kind of affair. You cannot criticize, ridicule.
哦，真的，我们的青年，我们自己有时候被社会上这些东西把它合理化了。
And truly, sometimes we have, or even our own thoughts have been rationalized by these trends.
所以我们了解同性恋，它是一个罪，一个可羞耻的行为。
So we understand homosexuality is a shameful act.
但是我们要了解，有同性恋倾向的不一定要有同性恋的行为。
But we know those who might be prone to homosexuality might not necessarily have the, or carry out the deeds.
我们其实我们人都有一些罪性啊。
Indeed, as men, we have certain sinful.
有的人生下来他就很喜欢赌博啊。
And for some people, they love to gamble.
那不是，那不代表他喜欢赌博，他就一定要去赌博。
But it doesn't mean because they like to gamble, they have to gamble.
啊，有的人生下来他脾气就比较不好啊。
For example, some people were are born with bad temper.
啊，不是说你脾气不好啊，所以你就可以去杀人，不是这样子的。
And we cannot say just because you have bad temper, you can go and murder someone.
所以同性恋的行为是一种罪，但是有同性恋行为不一定要去犯这种罪。
But the act of homosexuality is a sin, but just because you might be prone to it doesn't mean you carry it out.
所以我们今天基督徒，我们这耶稣教会的态度到底是什么呢？
So what exactly should be our perspective as a Christian into the church?
首先我们要知道，我们要接受同性恋的人来到教会。
First, today we must realize we must and we can accept homosexuality.
我们可以。
We can accept them into our church.
啊，因为耶稣是罪人的朋友。
Because Jesus is a friend of
sinners. 如果任何人想要来追求悔改，啊，相信耶稣，任何人都是欢迎的。
And anyone who wishes to pursue after forgiveness is welcome.
我们看路加福音七章三十四节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7 verse 34.
路加福音七章三十四节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 34.
七章三十四节
Chapter 7, verse 34.
人子来也吃也喝，你们说他是贪食好酒的，是税吏和罪人的朋友。啊，这边啊，耶稣说啊，人家说他是税吏跟罪人的朋友。
Here people call Jesus a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
但是耶稣也说有啊。有病的人才需要医生。
Yeah, Jesus also said only those who are sick needs the doctor.
啊，所以啊，我们的教会。主耶稣是爱各样的罪人的。
So in our church, our Lord Jesus loves all types of sinners.
所以其实在肯亚我们都知道四个女人当中啊啊可能就有一个患有艾滋病。
And we know in Kenya, out of four women, one of them have HIV.
我们也受洗很多有艾滋病病患的同啊过去是同性恋的或者是啊先配偶是同性恋的。
In the past, we have also baptized many people who either had HIV or they were homosexuals or their spouses.
啊，有的受洗之后，他的这个啊艾滋病得医治。
After their, some of them were baptized, some of their HIV were healed.
啊，他们那个同性恋啊有艾滋病的啦，他们来洗脚礼，有时候伤口破了。你知道那血液会传染的，工人来是一样照洗脚的。
And when they have HIV, when they have some wounds on their feet, when we have to foot wash them, we still do it.
啊，但是我们要鼓，我们也勉励他们哦。如今在主里面就是新造的人。
But we encourage them that today you have become a new being in Christ.
啊，所以啊，要不可以再犯罪。
So do not sin anymore.
但是除了我们教会接受啊我们同性恋的朋友之外啊，鼓励他们要悔改。我们要知道对这个同性恋的这个罪本身我们要厌恶。
So for our church, apart from receiving or accepting homosexual friends and we encourage them to repent, we also have to detest the sin.
我们来看犹大书的二十三节。
Let's turn to Jude, chapter, verse 23.
犹大书二十三节。
Book of Jude, verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
有些人你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们。有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们。连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶啊！这边提到说，有些人我们要抢救他们，有些人要惧怕，要怜悯他们，有时候也要惧怕。
And here says, for some we must save, and for some we must fear them.
啊，但是啊，你要注意一下，他那个情欲玷污的衣服哦，我们要厌恶啦。
But here says, hate even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh.
衣服代表行为。
And clothing represents our deeds.
情欲玷污的行为我们要厌恶。
And clothing stained by lust must be refrained from.
其实很多这种 gay or lesbian 哦，他们是很好的人呢。
Indeed, there are many gays and lesbians out there who are really kind people.
有时候他们的表现比一般人还更友善。
Even at times, their love is better than others.
Yeah, even more friendly.
But they're even more friendly than.
但是不因为这样子，我们就觉得说，哦，那你自己的，这是你的选择啊，我没有话说了哦。
But not just because of that, we can just say it's your choice, so we have nothing to say.
我们说刘辩他是一个很好的人呐。
And we say Ruben is a very kind person.
太好了，好到这个照顾阿姨都照顾到犯罪了。
So he's too kind to the point he took care of his aunt to the point of committing sin.
可是这样子他就失去长子的名分呢。
And because of that, he lost his right as the firstborn.
所以我们要有忌邪的心呢。
So we must have a heart of hating evil.
在旧约里面有一个人叫做腓尼哈。
And there's a person in the Old Testament by 腓尼哈。
以色列百姓他们 用淫乱的方法在拜偶像，学习那些外邦人。
The Israelites worship or they committed acts of sexual immorality, to the idols.
那神就用这个瘟疫来击杀他们。
And God used a plague to destroy them.
还有一个首领的孩子，就在那个时候还是跟外邦人呢、在做这种淫乱的行为。
And there is still people. There is still a child who is committing acts of some sexual immorality.
那腓尼亚拿一支枪啊，就跟着进去呀、啊，把两个人呐、啊，一枪就把他扎在地上了。
So this person Phinehas went in with a spear and pierced the two people.
啊，神说你有你有忌邪的心呐、啊，哦。
And God said to him, "You have a heart of detesting evil."
啊，你们家啊，以后要。要做祭司啊，永远为祭司啊。
And your household should forever be a household of priests.
而是我们对错要有一种分明哦，要有祭邪的心。
So we must have a clean discernment between right and evil.
有时候我觉得我们教会的弟兄姐妹很可爱。
And sometimes I feel our local brothers and sisters are quite adorable.
啊，有一个弟兄呢，他有三个房间租给人。
So there's a brother who rented out three of his rooms.
啊，有一个 tenant 哦，有一个房客啊。他交了一个女朋友要住进来。
So there's a tenant, one of his tenants had a girlfriend, they were about to move in together.
我们的弟兄跟他说，你们两个如果不结婚哦，就不可以住我家。
And the brother actually said to him, if you're not going to marry, then you cannot live here.
我觉得很佩服这位弟兄啊。
So I truly admire this brother.
他有忌邪的心。
And he had a heart of detesting evil.
所以我们要对恶要厌恶。
So we must hate evil.
其实说实话，要讲现在同性恋是一种罪，已经，你如果在加拿大讲，人家可以把你关起来的。
And today, in fact, if you speak about homosexuality as a sin, you can be imprisoned in Canada.
在美国的某些州大概也是一样。
And perhaps it's true in some of the states in the U.S.
但是今天我们在讲台，在圣经上里面哦，你这种道理还是要讲。
But today, standing here or within church, we still have to speak of this certain.
即使被关了，还是要讲。
Even if we are put into prison, we still have to say it.
因为神的道理不能改变。
Because the truth of God can never be changed.
但是我们也相信神的圣灵一定有办法改变一个人。
But we also believe truly that the Holy Spirit can change a person.
圣灵好像火，可以把一切杂质通通烧灭了。
The Holy Spirit is like a fire that can burn away all the filth.
所以我们相信，只要人愿意任何同性恋的来到教会里面都能够得到神的一个帮助他们的习惯会得到解决。
So we believe as men wills, any homosexuals who come into our church and truly repent, they shall be changed.
我相信在未来说不定还会再次为了这个事情讨论选举啊。
I believe that in the future, this proposition or this matter issue will be re-elected.
我们怕我们的下一代，我们笨。自己本身要从道理有一个清楚的了解。
It is our hope that our next generation can have this clear understanding of the truth.
能够希望我们的社会更纯净继续接受神的祝福。
We hope that there will be more purity and righteousness in our society and be blessed by God.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
500首。